you don't have to love my right wing point of view, but right wingers need love too. One more time, here we go. Right wingers need love too. We all need love, indeed we do. Now you don't have to love my right wing point of view, but right wingers need love. Right wingers need love. Right wingers need love too.
Friends, Romans, Kentuckians, and whatever poor schmuck working the night desk at Homeland Security what has to listen to my jive. Howdy, friends. It's old Lonesome Al Barger here, this day of our Lord, June the 15th of 2012. Grab you a seat on Howard's old buyer's bench and listen to me rant again the government, because I'm so far right that I make Ron Paul sound like President Obama. Well, actually, Ron Paul manages to do that all on his own fairly often, for example, when talking about Iran, but let's not start digressing already. Now, I hate the government as much as the next self-respecting right-wing nutjob. But in fairness, tonight I must express gratitude to the government. Specifically, indeed, the dreaded Department of Homeland Security, which has given us a lovely gift under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, anyway. Hoo boy, I got me here a big fat list of 354 bad words and phrases that officially draw Homeland Security attention when you use them online. And of course, I'm just happier than I've pig and slop. Guess how many of them bad words I've already used. So, the story comes to me via the UK Daily Mail newspaper's website in a May 26, 2012 article attributed to a Daniel Miller. For starters, I was drawn in by a huge glaring tabloid headline. Revealed! Hundreds of words to avoid using online if you don't want the government spying on you. Ooh. The Department of Homeland Security has been forced to release a list of keywords and phrases it uses to monitor social networking sites and online media for signs of terrorist or other threats against the U.S. The words are included in the department's 2011 Analyst Desktop Binder, used by workers at their National Operations Center, which instructs workers to identify, quote, media reports that reflect adversely on DHS and response activities, end quote. However, they insist the practice was aimed not at policing the internet for disparaging remarks about the government and signs of general dissent, but to provide awareness of any potential threats. As well as terrorism, analysts are instructed to search for evidence of unfolding natural disasters, public health threats, and serious crimes such as mall shootings or school shootings, major drug bust, or illegal immigrant bust. The list has been posted online by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, a privacy watchdog group who filed a request under the Freedom of Information Act before suing to obtain the release of the documents. All right, back to Al. Now, I'm a bona fide right-wing libertarian extremist type, and I spent a year as the Indiana Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. Senate in 2004 railing against the Patriot Act and such what. I hates the government worse than does Huck Finn's pappy. Also, under some congressional scrutiny for this big broad list, a Homeland Security spokesman Matthew Chandler was quoted as reassuring us that, quote, to ensure clarity, as part of routine compliance review, DHS will review the language contained in all materials to clearly and accurately convey the parameters and intention of the program, end quote. Sir Humphrey Appleby would surely be proud of Mr. Chandler. That's the most perfectly gentle and bland, bureaucratic F.U. that I have heard in a while. Nonetheless, I still can't get real bent out of shape over this. For starters, taking this story even at full face value, the glaring headline about the government spying on you here is pretty bogus. They're talking about stuff apparently posted to publicly accessible websites. You want people to come visit your website. Well, in decent, basic Christian fairness, you got to accept that the government is people too, even revenuers. It's the right and proper thing to do. Also, looking at these, by my count, 354 bad words and phrases, they are so ridiculous on the surface that you can't take it too seriously. They could not possibly be monitoring for every use on the internet of the word cloud or airplane, could they? I don't want to say that they're suffering from severe mission creep here, but jumping Ayn Rand on a pogo stick. I thought Homeland Security was created to combat terrorism, but look at all the other things they are listed with responsibility for monitoring. I understand how the Mexican drug cartels part is a federal issue akin to terrorism and security, but according to this, if there's bad weather in Duluth, Homeland Security will be on top of it. Could Homeland Security possibly be taking note of every public usage of the word cops? That this would be ridiculous does not at all imply that it is not true. So, by about this point, you gotta ask yourself, what would George Carlin do? Well, probably something much more clever than me, but like the rebel, I swear by Peter, Paul, and Mary that I'm going to read the whole list. So, strap in and smoke 'em if you got 'em, and let's start at the top. Under the heading of domestic security, assassination, attack, domestic security, drill, exercise, cops, law enforcement, authorities, disaster assistance, disaster management, DNDO, which is an acronym for Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, national preparedness, mitigation, prevention, response, recovery, dirty bomb, domestic nuclear detection, emergency management, emergency response, first responder, Homeland Security, Maritime Domain Awareness, or MDA, National Preparedness, Initiative, Militia, Shooting, Shots Fired, Evacuation, Deaths. This right here enters into play, for starters, every obituary column run in every paper in the land every day. Hostage, explosion or explosive, police, disaster medical assistance or DMAT, organized crime, gangs, national security, state of emergency. I want to take this opportunity to point out places where I've been using these bad words on my morethings.com website for years before the government made them cool. For example, the phrases state of emergency and domestic security and so forth might, for example, lead the federales to my White Stripes Nation pages, wherein we discuss plans to organize a military coup to overthrow the authorities of the current U.S. regime, to replace them with a People's Council led by El Presidente for Life, Jack White. You spooks might want to check out my Seven Nation Army Manifesto for my seditious plotting, but back to the list. Security, breach threat, standoff, SWAT, screening, lockdown, bomb, squad war threat, crash, looting, riot, emergency landing, pipe bomb, incident, facility. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I'm intercontinental when I eat French toast, and also I can lay claim to having used most of these words repeatedly at more things for years. A lot of those domestic security words would show up in my extensive sections on the police shows Monk and The Shield. My modest pages from Jack Bauer in 24 use a pretty good hunk out of most of these categories, including the category hazmat and nuclear. Hazmat, nuclear, chemical spill, suspicious package or device, toxic, national laboratory, nuclear facility, nuclear threat, cloud, plume, radiation, radioactive, leak, as in I took a, biological infection or event, chemical, chemical burn, biological, epidemic, hazardous, hazardous material incident, industrial spill, infection, powder, white, gas, spillover, anthrax, blister agent, chemical agent, exposure, burn, nerve agent, ricin sarin, North Korea, just mentioning that country in general. Under the category health concerns in H1N1, outbreak, contamination, exposure, virus, evacuation, bacteria, recall, Ebola, food poisoning, foot and mouth, or FMD, H5N1, that sounds real bad, avian, flu, salmonella, smallpox, plague, human to human, human to animal, and Center for Disease Control, the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, public health, toxic, agroterror, tuberculosis, or TB, agriculture, listeria, symptoms, mutation, resistant, antiviral, wave, pandemic, infection, water or airborne, sick, swine, pork, strain, quarantine, H1N1, vaccine, Tamiflu, Norovirus virus, epidemic, World Health Organization, WHO, and components, viral hemorrhagic fever, or E. coli. Under the category of infrastructure security, airport, CIKR, which stands for Critical Infrastructure and Key Resources, Amtrak, collapse, computer infrastructure, communications, infrastructure, telecommunications, critical infrastructure, national infrastructure, metro, WMATA, airplane and derivatives, chemical fire, subway, BART, BART, the acronym, MARTA, MARTA, port authority, NBIC, National Biosurveillance Integration Center, that is, transportation security, grid, power, smart, body scanner, electric, failure or outage, blackout, brownout, port, dock, bridge, canceled, delays, service disruption, power lines. Okay, so here's a part where I'm even more likely than usual to embarrass myself. It would probably be good if I had a Spanish-speaking representative to read the list on the category of Southwest border violence. I'm afraid I'm going to sound like Herman Cain being asked about foreign policy by a high school newspaper reporter when I try reading some of these. But here goes, starting with the simple ones. Drug cartel, violence, gang, drug, narcotics, cocaine, marijuana, heroin, border, Mexico, cartel, Southwest, Juarez, Sinaloa, Tijuana, capitated, U.S. consulate, consular, El Paso, Fort Hancock.
And he said, Hancock.
San Diego, Ciudad Juarez, Nogales, Sonora, Colombia, Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, drug war, Mexican army, methamphetamine, Cartel de Golfo, Gulf Cartel, La Familia, Reynosa Nuevo León, Narcos, Narco Banners, and Spanish equivalents, Los Cetas, shootout, execution, gunfight, trafficking, kidnap, Calderon, Reyosa, bust, Tamaulipas, meth lab, drug trade, illegal immigrants. Just the words illegal immigrants. Now, the Obama administration is pretty clearly opposed to actually deporting illegal immigrants, as am I mostly. But they probably want to hear if any of them terrorist Tea Party people say anything about illegal immigrants. Back to the list. Smuggling or smugglers. Matamoros. Micoacana. Guzman. Arellano Felix. Beltran Leyva. Barrio Azteca. Artistic assassins. Now, this one would be totally cool if it were the name of a groovy college band or some kind of performance art group, rather than horrible, mean people who will kill you. And finishing the category, Mexicles and New Federation. Under the actual category of terrorism, Al-Qaeda, under all spellings, of course, terror, attack, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Pakistan, aggro, environmental terrorist, eco-terrorism, conventional weapon, target, weapons grade, dirty bomb, enriched, nuclear, chemical weapon, biological weapon, ammonium nitrate, improvised explosive device or IED, Abu Sayyaf, Hamas, FARC, F-A-R-C, Armed Revolutionary Forces of Colombia, the IRA, of course, the Irish Republican Army, ETA, which is not the estimated time of arrival, but Euskadi Ta Askatasuna, Basque Separatist, Hezbollah, Tamil Tigers, PLF, Palestine Liberation Front, the PLO, of course, the Palestine Liberation Organization, Car Bomb, Jihad, Taliban, weapons cache, suicide bomber, suicide attack, suspicious substance, AQAP is an acronym for Al-Qaeda Arabian Peninsula, AQIM, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or TTP, Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, Yemen, pirates, extremism, Somalia, Nigeria, radicals, we get to anything about the Tea Party again, Al-Shabaab, I think he's a cousin to Shish Kabab, homegrown, plot, nationalist, recruitment, fundamentalism, Islamist. Now, this next section we get to some stuff where they could not humanly possibly be looking for every mention of every term related to weather. They'd have to be some algorithms or something to thin these out in the category labeled weather disaster emergency. Emergency. Hurricane. Tornado. Twister. Tsunami. Earthquake. Tremor. Flood. Storm. Crust. Timbler. Extreme weather. Forest fire. Brush fire. Ice. Stranded or stuck. Help. Note to Homeland Security, You might be interested in my More Things pages for the Beatles and their classic second movie. Mr. G-Man, go to the window. Okay, back to the list. Hail, Wildfire, Tsunami Warning Center, Magnitude, Avalanche, Typhoon, Shelter in Place, Disaster, Snow, Blizzard, Sleet, Mudslide, Erosion, Power Outage, Brown Out, Warning, Watch, Lightning, Aid, Relief, Closure, Interstate, Burst, Emergency Broadcast System. Under the category Cybersecurity, Cybersecurity, Botnet, DDoS, which stands for Dedicated Denial of Service, or Denial of Service. Now, besides people doing bad things with computers, these terms would be obviously useful, in particular, to describe Harry Reid's U.S. Senate. I'd say that it's a denial of service that we are paying for, that they haven't passed any kind of budget, which is pretty much their number one most basic constitutional duty. That they haven't passed a budget at all in 3 years would be, by my figuring, clearly constituting a DDoS, a very dedicated denial of service. Back to the list. Malware, virus, Trojan, keylogger, cyber command, 2600-2600, spammer, phishing with a PH, rootkit, freaking with a PH, Cain and Abel. Now really, Bible sites getting trolled by the feds? I know that he doesn't like us bitter clingers. And I heard that President Obama was supposed to be a Muslim and all. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I think that this is just taking it too far. Brute forcing, by which I doubt that they mean to include Obama's union thugs vandalizing the Wisconsin Capitol building last year, or thugging at Tea Party rallies. Miskel injection, MYSQL. Cyber attack, cyber terror, hacker, China. Now how did the name of this country get added to the list and in this category? Now, Configger Worm, scammers, and fittingly, the last words on the list that will get you flagged by the feds are social media. So, basically then, from the description and this list, it appears that anything bad that happens in the country goes to the Department of Homeland Security. I should probably do something to notify them by posting a blog the next time I'm having trouble moving my bowels. Dear G-Man, I'm having a magnitude 2600 emergency denial of service situation where there's a major service disruption in my bowels. I need some aid and relief to help get the brown out before I explode. Kids, I think I got at least a dozen bad words in just those two sentences. But I better stop, or I really will have the government up my ass. On due consideration, though, I wish here to actively condone the Department of Homeland Security and indeed request that they double and triple their monitoring of the Internet so they can follow up properly on all uses of these 354 terms. For one thing, it would generate traffic for a lot of lonesome websites like mymorethings.com. They should leave mean comments on the post as a reward to the blogger and in appreciation, as we are, after all, now creating an excuse for their very jobs, and also as evidence that people do, in fact, read the Lonely Goat Herd blog. Also, and perhaps even more importantly, if Homeland Security started devoting most of its resources to monitoring the Internet, they'd have less time and personnel to be absolutely physically molesting innocent citizens guilty of nothing more than wanting to catch a plane to see the grandkids. So, hey, let Citizen Al here and other internet blowhards of all stripes take some of the heat on this one. Better that Homeland Security be trolling the internet for dates with nut jobs like me than to be making granny take off her depends at the airport. We'll call that taking one for the team. But Mr. G-Man, I sure wish you'd pay for dinner first. Well now, back when I was in Boy Scouts, I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. Now I'm running interference just trying to give them nice old ladies cover so that they can have a better chance of getting across a terminal without getting raped by the federal government. Like Rachel Cooper said, it's a hard world for little things. So all you crazy bloggers in your mom's basements, join my crusade. None of your business, buddy, get a piece of this. The only thing you got to do to join is to use as many of these bad words as possible on any kind of web page or podcast. Heck, just adding look weather info to your page would get you a dozen or so bad words in with very little effort. Feel free to look up this gift list from Homeland Security back on my More Things site and copy out that list. Slice it, dice it, multiply it all over the place. Kids, you could rip on this list all day. If one of you was clever enough to write a piece which made some intelligible use of all 354 words and phrases, I'd appreciate if you'd send me a link. That'd be groovy. This all leads me to conclude with just one lingering question for the mother-loving federales. Here goes. Between molesting Granny and checking out the ice, snow, and sleet in Scranton, when you gonna find any time to spend pursuing jihadist intent on killing us? I'm just asking. Well, I figure it's always good to end your day with expressions of gratitude. You may consider some of the little cultural nods scattered among my jive for such recognition. Also, I thank Dr. BLT for the only possible theme song for this mess. I want to give thanks to my baby brother, Stanley Holler, partly just for being a good brother, but also specifically here as my special Bible research assistant. I especially thank you listeners for investing a few minutes of your life into my little world. Finally, I want to give an extra shout-out to the guy on night shift at the Department of Homeland Security what has had to sit through this. Pal, you can find plenty more of my foolishness with many of these very bad words to scrutinize on that interweb net at www.morethings.com. MoreThings.com. Just looking to check out the bad words in the captions, of course. You might want to look for the photo galleries of the lesbian terrorist from the first episode of 24. Yeah, I figure that's about what would make a G-Man stand at attention. Works for me, anyway. Well, look, it's all good fun and games mocking the government here on the interweb. They need to be made fun of for incompetence and wasting time on silly overreach like this. But ultimately, the government really does need to be vigilant and keep some kind of eye out on the internet. I wish they'd be a lot better mission focused on real threats rather than checking out weather reports and feeling up granny. But the authorities have a legitimate and necessary job to do. So then, let's finish up with notes on the duty of the watchman from the book of Ezekiel. Chapter 33, starting with verse 3. If, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. But if The watchmen see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned. If the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Amen.